This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. God, oh, wait, write it down. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do like when I see some of the comments you make in the chat room, you make some of the comments on Facebook and other places, sending me emails to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know what? It's a way for me to know what you're catching, what I'm missing. I could be missing something. So, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I do appreciate the time that you spend writing me, emailing me, letting me know what's going on and how you feel about the show. You know, send me an email. Let me know maybe the guests that you want, some of the topics you want me to discuss or go over. Just got this news in. I think this is great. U.S. Judicial Council tosses out the misconduct claims against Kavanaugh. Now, the fact that they were even filed is just amazing to me. Has any of those people who filed those claims, any of the Democrats that filed those complaints, any of the people involved in Congress that filed those complaints, apologized to him for running him through the mud, for bringing liars in to bear false witness against him? I'm not even taking that from a biblical standpoint. They really did. They false witness. They have come out and said they lied. Are any of them going to jail? Are any of them being charged? No, of course not. Because if you're a Democrat, you can ruin a man's life. It's okay. Especially an upright man. I mean, think about all... Look at... I don't believe in conspiracies. You guys already know that. Either something is or it isn't. And when you think of some of the child pornography that goes through Congress, some of those people that are involved in this kind of thing, and it's kept on the hush-hush. We pay out millions and millions of dollars in that slush fund for congressmen who assault or get in trouble with women or get in trouble with their people in their offices and such, and they're paid off to go away. Why don't we list their names and the amounts paid? Kavanaugh comes out clean. Two of his accusers say they lied, flat out lied. And nothing. And they couldn't wait to file complaints against them. Scores of complaints accusing U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of improperly conducting himself during the contentious Senate confirmation. Oh, my God, he got mad? So wait a minute. Maybe Booker needs to go. Maybe the Senate out of New York I talked about earlier needs to go. If we're talking about how they acted in front of the cameras, if we're talking about how they acted to colleagues, those guys are just as guilty, are they not? Anyway, the complaints were thrown out today by eight federal judges. The judges said that the complaints of misconduct, including accusations that Kavanaugh made false, unduly partisan and disrespectful statements to the senators, must be dismissed because he's been confirmed to the Supreme Court. And federal law governing judicial conduct applies only to lower court judges. Here, watch. If you're watching, you'll know what I'm doing. You know, I mean, seriously. Who was it that said elections have consequences? Something along those lines. Mr. Oblamo. Great. Kevin Ihesi was a federal appeals court judge when President Donald Trump appointed him in July. He was confirmed in October. And all 83 complaints, you hear me? 83 complaints were filed against Kavanaugh by lawyers, doctors, professors, and concerned citizens, among others. Yeah, right. Because I would know how to go down to a federal courthouse or wherever I needed to go to find whatever form I needed to find to fill the form in, to sign it, do what I needed to do with it to get right. See, I don't even know what to do with it. And I'm dealing with this on a daily basis. According to Chief Judge Timothy Timkovich of the Denver-based 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, some complaints also related to Senate testimony Kavanaugh gave in 2004-2006 when he was nominated to become a federal appeals court judge. Right? I mean, seriously. Congress has not extended the Judicial Conduct and Disability Act to Supreme Court justices. Timkoff wrote for a panel of judges, part of the judicial council on the 10th Circuit, as they piled up at the Washington Appeals Court, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts transferred the complaints to be handled by that council. Now, think about this. These things came flying in October. Not in 2004, not in 2006. No, they came in now. In October. Before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Kavanaugh denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a California professor when the two of them were teenagers in the 80s. Right. He leveled a partisan attack against Democrat senators, calling himself the victim of calculated and orchestrated political hit fueled by anger on the left at Trump's election. Okay, why is that a problem? Gabe Roth of Fix the Court, an advocacy group that pushed for Supreme Court transparency, said the judicial misconduct law badly needs to be rewritten. But you see what this is? This is about what he said and what he believes. As he was being interviewed and accused of things he didn't do, he can't stick up for himself. He can't help. See, they're hypocrites because they'll sit there and say in earlier interviews with him, why didn't he just simply deny it? Why didn't he push back? Why didn't he tell us we were wrong? He does that. They don't like the way he says it. They don't like the way they spin it to the left. They don't like the fact that he brought light to the fact that it was a political hit piece. You think, look at this was a 50-48 decision. I want you to think about some of the justices that were brought forth by Obama and Billy Bob Clinton. They were all approved in the 90s. Anyway, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Stop before you get to California! I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. There's so many other ways to get here, but stop at the California border. Make a U-turn and go back where you came from. You'll be safer and better off, I promise. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, you can buy T-shirts and coffee mugs, all kinds of fun stuff. I think it's fun stuff, right? I mean, whatever. Fun to me. Anyway, and sign up for our email blast. We send it out once a week. You'll see it right there. Right? It says newsletter. Not really a newsletter, kind of informational. Let you know who our sponsors are, topics we're discussing. Shows you the last, I think it's the last four or five stories we've posted up on the website. All right. This one's just disgusting at every level. And I just I find it amazing that people on the left think this is okay. Think this is normal, or, you know, whatever one does, it's just fine. You know, in this light, it's just fine. The 11-year-old boy is dressed in drag. 11-year-old boy. I want to make sure we get this straight. He's dressed in drag. He's dancing at a gay bar. And he's getting money thrown at him. So he's learning really, really young that you can objectify, you can use your body, you can be all sensual and sexual or what have you. And you'll get paid for that. Isn't that a great lesson that somebody should be learning at 11 years old? Talking about flushing society down the toilet. On December 1st, an 11-year-old boy dressed in drag danced on stage in a sexual manner at a gay bar in Brooklyn, New York. The place is called the $3 Bill. Now, when I was a kid in the 70s, you know, it was as queer as a $3 bill, as odd as a $3 bill. There were all kinds of terms around it. I don't know why somebody chose a $3 bill, but whatever. The child, Desmond Napoles, was dressed as a Gwen Stefani lookalike. Full drag, makeup, a blonde wig, crop top included. He bounced around on stage to No Doubts, Like a Girl, and collected dollar bills from male adults viewing his dance. Daily Wire has reviewed and confirmed the performance through video and photos posted on social media, but has chosen not to link the footage. I don't blame them. Now, the footage was tagged by a YouTuber. We're not going to put it up either. I'm not going to give them any links. Only in New York, a nightclub that makes you go, whoa, reads the promotion featuring the upcoming legend from television and runway. Desmond is amazing. He performs live. Think about this. Think about what they're doing. They're promoting this 11-year-old in drag dancing for money. Isn't that great? The promotional ad notes that the $3 bill bar is a queer-owned and operated, and we foster, ready, a safe space from love. We respect all human persons as long as those human persons are also respectful to the ones around them. The writer says, I left after seeing the child dance on stage for money as a nightmare. This was on Saturday night. I've been feeling disturbed ever since. Other reviewers on Yelp noted that the club has no cell phone policy. Wow. What are they afraid of? What's the problem? The club has a weird no cell phone policy, but they said they wanted to have a good time or a good night. So we went along with it. The club put our phones in these locked sleeves, which we could run around the club with them. Right? They stamped our hands. They wrote our phone check or cost check numbers on our wrist. A permanent marker, said one person. Another said they also make you put your phone into a locked magnet pouch. So it can't be used while there. You can slip it into your pocket, but you can't get into the pouch to use the phone. Though many have been outraged at Desmond's parents because of the clearly over-sexual nature in which the child has appeared publicly, the media have been relentlessly promoting the inspirational drag kid. The inspirational drag kid? You know, I put up on my personal Facebook page. I don't do the political stuff on my personal page. And I put up, what was that thing? It was a group of people. Now, in my day, we called them handicapped. I don't even know what to call them anymore. All right? But I mean, God bless these people for overcoming the handicap, disability, whatever you want to call it that they have. Some of them were missing a leg. Some of them were missing two legs. Some of them were missing an arm. A drummer that was missing both arms. You'd never know it, though. I'm telling you, you'd never know it. Anyway, it was a swing band of all disabled people. And it was great. And then they had athletes. I mean, I'm telling you. If you close your eyes and listen to it, you'd have a different mindset. But then when you saw what they were doing and the people that were doing it, you were like, oh my God, I have no excuses not to be able to do blank. Right? Why aren't these people up on stage? Why are we calling this kid inspirational? There is nothing inspirational about an 11-year-old getting up on stage in drag, doing sexual dances, having money thrown at them. It's not inspirational. It's disgusting. And it's wrong. Forget the moral part of this. It's wrong on so many levels. And for those of you who think it's right, really, sexualizing an 11-year-old like this is okay? I don't want to live in your world. Your world is dark and disgusting. I don't want to be there. Left-wing site The Daily Beast gushed over Desmond and his progressive parents. God bless. If this kid was 20, 21, 25... I still wouldn't be happy with it, but it's his decision at that point. What kid, especially Tay, doesn't want all that attention? We've taught them all about attention. It's all about them. We've raised that whole me movement. Not the Me Too movement. We have raised a whole generation of me. What about me? It's all about me. Anyway. His progressive parents, they just love it. RuPaul loves the drag kid, Desmond. You will, too. In June, the Today Show promoted the over-sexualized child. Meet the 10-year-old drag kid taking over social media with an inspirational message. What's the message? You know, if you turn on some pedophiles, you too can get money thrown at you? Yes. And you can write me all kinds of nasties. Anybody who encourages and turns on this little kid to dance sexual like he is, you got to be a pedophile. There's nothing artistic about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is backing off of President Trump's declaration that he'd be proud to shut down the government over the issue of funding for a border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they're looking at ways of finding the money elsewhere. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The ball remains in the president's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
You remember my favorite country saying, there's no education in the second kick of a mule. We've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The president's former top economic advisor, Gary Cohen.
We never want to see the government shut down. Shutting the government down is never a good move. I'm hopeful that the Congress can get together in the next couple days here and deliver something to the president that makes sense and he's willing to sign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Seriously. I'm back. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. You know, it's in order for you to see other people's viewpoints and how they get to the decision they come up to, you need to have, see, understand where they're coming from and how they get there, how they get to those decisions. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Get involved in the conversation. It's that simple. Let me know, you know, maybe there's a topic I haven't, attacked, if you would. Haven't got to, haven't talked about. I can't imagine this is any subject that we haven't talked about on the show. I made you turn red a few, I've turned red a few times because of some of the stuff we're talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you sickos. That's right. I mean, what do you think of when you hear something like this? That's right. So this is I mean, I'm seedy, those seedy old exotic dancer clubs. Isn't that what they call them? Is that what they call themselves? Right? Pole dancing clubs. And here you have a 10-year-old. Started at 10, probably earlier than that. A 10-year-old drag kid. They didn't even call him a drag queen. They called him a drag kid. All right? They featured him on the Today Show, which is why the show is garbage. I mean, seriously, what producer sits there and says, oh, wow, have you seen this 10-year-old kid doing this sexy dance? We should promote him. Just unreal, right? Desmond was in an interview. He said, it's really amazing being in the spotlight because I get so much support. Of course you do. There's a bunch of dogs and animals that see no value in you as a little boy, only as a drag queen, if you would. He says, and I'm an inspiration to so many people, which is one of my number one goals. He is 10 years old.
He doesn't even understand what that means. And you really, what is, you know, you sickles who think this is cute and wonderful and fun, why don't you go back and really look at the child stars and where they're at today and how they've been thrown to the wolves, how badly were they treated, how many of them were sexually assaulted? It's cute and wonderful and all that, and you think it's one, but really, why don't you look at what happens to them down the road? Why don't you look at what all this does to them in the early days? He said, I like all the fame in helping the LGBTQ, you know, this is one that really, I like all the fame in helping the LGBTQ community fight for our rights. So is he saying that he's a gay, a lesbian, a transgender at this point? Seriously. At 10 years old, he's got this all figured out. Right? All the fame, all the money, all the attention that he's getting. You think this is healthy? When Desmond was just 6 years old, he was featured in a music video with the drag queen and season 6 winner of the RuPaul's Drag Race. Why wasn't he taken away from his parents then? A drag queen at 6? As a fourth grader, he was used to advance the LGBTQ agenda, giving a speech at New York City Pride. Giving a speech. He's 6! What kind of speech could he possibly have given? What could he have possibly known about sexuality of any kind? This is why I say to you, this is foo-foo stuff. This isn't even real. The story is real. Now, though Desmond told the Daily Beast, the Naples family takes no money from his drag endeavors, it appears the parents are jumping into for-profit territory. Desmond's current projects are listed on Desmond's Amazing.com. I'm sorry. DesmondIsAmazing.com. He's got a clothing line exclusively for drag kids. Isn't this wonderful? The boy's also working. You know, you have a lot of parents out there that just can't control themselves. If they can use their kids to make money, if they can exploit their own kids, they do it. The boy's also working on a magazine called The Amaziest Magazine. That's not me mispronouncing it. It's called The Amaziest Magazine. It's targeted LGBTQ youth and preparing to launch a new video series on his YouTube channel called Let's Get Amazingly Real with Desmond. Think about this. Desmond is amazing. Desmond is real. Desmond is wonderful. Desmond's such an inspiration. Desmond. Nobody can take this kind of accolades, even at that early age. Well, especially at that early age. Site visitors are asked to complete a form for all bookings or inquiries. So, you know, oh, another thing. Coming soon is a new makeup line for drag kids as well. Tell me they're not exploiting this kid. I want you to tell me that. Right? And I want, and think about something here. If this kid was a girl, if this boy was a girl, they were forcing her to do pole dancing or having her do the pole dancing kind of things, the parents would be in jail. You know that's a true statement. Right? It is sick at every level. Yeah, you heard me. And I know that some people are going to go off on me. You can't tell parents what to do with their kids. You're right, I can't. But I can tell you it's disgusting. I can tell you that having a kid give a speech at an LGBTQ parade at 6 years old. There is no kid at 6 years old to give a speech on anything, pretty much. Not even what Legos go with what Legos, let alone whether what his sexual orientation is. I would love to see and talk with the parents. If anybody's got a connection, I would love to have them on the show. I know they probably wouldn't come on. We have a lot of people left that won't come on anymore. They don't like the questions. And then, you know, you want to go a little further with this. Because it just, again, it never stops. This kid seems to go everywhere. Everywhere he goes. He's an overdone. You know, what was the thing that one of our kids was in? And I used to get crazy with all the makeup. What was that?
Oh, drill team.
drill team. I always wanted, here the girls are, they're throwing the flags around, they're doing all this stuff, they're sweating, it's disgusting, and they pack on the makeup. They're a pound and a half every time they went out. I don't need to see their eyes blinking in the middle of the field. I can see the flag waving. That's good enough, right? I mean, big blue eyes, almost look like a clown, all this makeup on. And, you know, she loved it. She enjoyed doing it. Okay, so be it. But this 10-year-old kid, has got all that makeup on. Walking around with all that makeup on. Okay, I mean, seriously. I'd like to get two. Because, you know, counseling is not an exact science, mental counseling. I'd like to get two counselors on different sides of this issue and to talk about this. This can't be healthy for this little boy. And let's get away from the LGBTQ part of the story. The fact that he is dancing in a gay bar, doing drag, and having money thrown at him can't be healthy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process. You know, as you can tell, I'm tongue-tied by this because I don't get it. It makes me nuts. What's the next? I gotta move on to a different story before I, like, start slamming my head against the desk, and that won't be pretty. I guarantee it. Oh. This is always an exciting one. The Air Force is now under attack. Not by the Russians either. I find this stuff just amazing. We've done so many stories about the, freedom from religion freaks on the military side. It's just amazing. So now, they're under attack for helping the Salvation Army provide Christmas to needy kids. Because it's got the word Christmas in it. Yep. The military arm of the Religious Freedom Foundation has been... we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with this when we come back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You need happy music after that one. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Back at it again. I mean, not even playing around. I got to get this. This stuff is making me nuts. Right? So we go from the 6-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old drag queen who's quite impressed with himself to now the Air Force is under attack for helping the Salvation Army get Christmas to needy kids. And again, it's always, you ever notice it's always the atheists that have to save us from ourselves? It's always the atheists that have to tell us, you know, that we can't do because, you know, we don't want you believing in that crazy God. We don't want you believing in something that doesn't exist. Well, what if you believe in something that doesn't exist?
which is nothingness. Total, what was it? What did Hawking say? Hawking was under the impression that, Stephen Hawking, the scientist, that when you were born, it was like booting up a computer, and when you died, it was like shutting the switch off. That was it. You amass all this data. You get all this information. You fill up your memory. Right? And then you're done. Wow. Where's the dump? Do you get to do a data dump? How does that work? The Military Religious Freedom Foundation has engaged in some pretty despicable behavior over the years, but from demanding that the baby Jesus be removed from military bases to complaining about Bibles on missing man tables. I mean, these guys who even pushed to pull Bibles out of a naval hospital, or naval motel, sorry. The recent attack on the airmen at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota is so outrageous, even the Grinch is wondering, dude, what the heck? And I know him personally. They're infuriated because the airmen were encouraged to volunteer with the Salvation Army to hand out food baskets and gifts to families in need. But the Freedom From Religion freaks, founder Mickey Weinstein, said that he was contacted by 40 military personnel who felt humiliated and oppressed by the invitation to assist. They don't have to do it. Just make it so they don't have to do it. What's your problem? There's no problem with the Salvation Army, he told the Grand Forks Herald. The problem's with the Air Force singling out and endorsing a non-federal entity. Wow, when did that happen? Weinstein, in a letter to the Grand Forks Air Force Base Public Affairs Office, called the invitation a disgraceful civil rights violation. To their credit, it appears the Air Force Base has pretty much ignored Weinstein's Scrooge-like rantings. They should. If you've seen this guy, look him up on YouTube, read some of his writings. He is just a mean, hateful man. No joy. Wonder why. The problem is that during the duty day, Weinstein told a newspaper, that's when the airmen people are paying for members of the military, I'm sorry, the American people are paying for the members of the military to provide national defense and not support one particular version of the gospel of Jesus Christ through an organization like the Salvation Army. Well, you know, Mickey, how much is your organization giving to homeless? How much is your organization paying to feed people? See, the Salvation Army doesn't say to you, oh, you got to be a Christian, we can't give you this food. Oh, you got to be a Christian, we can't give you the clothes. They don't do that. They tug on religious people based on biblical principle to give, to help, to volunteer, to provide. If you guys don't want to do it, why wouldn't you want to help people in need? They're not told to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. At least last I checked, they weren't. They're simply there to help feed people. And what's wrong with that? Why is that so bad? First Liberty Institute jumped in to defend not only the Air Force Base, but also the airmen who volunteered for the Salvation Army's Christmas event. Such participation is not only permissible, but it's consistent with the highest standards of the Air Force mission. First Liberty Institute attorney Michael Berry wrote a letter to the Air Force Base officials. First Liberty rightly noted that MRFF's complaint is unfounded and unsupported by the law. The Constitution does not prohibit active duty service members, reservists, or the Department of Defense employees from voluntarily participating in community service, even if it includes the Salvation Army. Military regulations clearly point out that volunteer service is permitted so long as there is no Department of Defense endorsement of any non-federal entity. Excluding the Salvation Army purely because it's a religious identity and character sends a wrong message. The exhibits, the kind of anti-religious hostility against which the Constitution guards, should, I mean, look at, these guys go looking for the little pebble. They go looking for that little thing that they might be able to undermine a good program with. What's next? Toys for Tots? They won't be able to be distributed on any kind of religious ground? They won't be able to give out a parking lot to churches or any place like that anymore? Or maybe they won't be able to get them, right? Because if it's a separation of church and state that this guy's looking for, what if the church donates money to these kids? Not going to be able to do it? Military's not going to be able to pick it up on church grounds? We'll have to take it out to a neutral zone or something? I mean, really, how dark do you have to be during the Christmas holiday or what have you, where you do not want people to volunteer because you're afraid they might hear a message about Jesus. They might hear a message about Christ. Right? I mean, what if the city needed help, needed storage space or a place to put people during an earthquake and they had to pay churches to do it? They had to pay for space. Do you think these guys would be going nuts over the fact that, hey, we're giving money, you're giving money to a Christian entity? Oh, no, we've done stories around it. That's why I asked the question. And they do that. How sad, how cold-hearted. I mean, this guy makes Grinch look like a Boy Scout. You know, again, I bet you they don't even have a Christmas tree up in their office. I mean, God forbid we want kids to be able to celebrate Christmas. So we want kids who know nothing about Christ. All they know about is that there's no tree. There's probably no tree either in some cases. There's no gifts under a tree. Right? I mean, and the other thing is, it shows you how ignorant these guys are. Military people are paid X amount of day no matter what they do, whether they're on or off. Right? I mean, it's basically it's a salary. And they scream, why are they so, I know that you heard this a million times, somebody needs to answer this question for me, because I'm really, really, truly confused. Why are they so upset by an entity that doesn't exist? Wouldn't that denote insanity on their part, not ours? I'm just asking. And it continues on. I don't know if I did this story earlier, but I'm going to do it again anyway. About the Missouri town that unplugged the Christmas cross, right? In Ozark, Missouri, they actually had to unplug. Did I do this story?
Ozark, no, you did not.
Ozark, what did I say?
Ozark.
Well, okay. Where do you come from?
The same place that they say that Ozark.
City leaders unplugged a giant cross that was the focal point for a drive-through Christian light display in a local park. The Freedom From Religion freaks were at it again. A Wisconsin-based gang of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, they filed a complaint alleging that the cross was a violation of the U.S. Constitution. They also took umbrage at the presence of a nativity scene. Nothing triggers an atheist faster than the sight of baby Jesus now, does it? While we respect the interest of those who have long enjoyed the holiday display on Findlay River Park, we must acknowledge the federal Constitution's interpretation by U.S. Supreme Court that city said in a prepared statement. Look at the court has already ruled over and over and over and over and over again. These type of Christian or Christmas displays are fine as long as they're open to others and they don't promote one religion over another. It is a position of the city of Ozark that leaving a religious symbol on public property, in this case a cross, will result in a lawsuit that we will not win. Nobody ever said hateful Freedom From Religious Foundation folks were the brightest bulbs. Think about it. I just find this amazing, right? Now, a few days later, after they unplugged it and did some work, and checked out the story, and you know, checked out what their rights were. Guess what they did? Come on. They relit the cross. Wouldn't it be cool if these people would do their homework ahead of time? I think it would be great. You know, and here's a tradition that's been in town 20, 30, 40 years. I know that doesn't make it right, just because they've had it that long. But so be it. Listen. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me or us-ins. Check out the website, therealside.com. Look at God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow because we're going to be here too.